The Green Heck Fieldhouse, where the third period's about to get underway. DC Everest leads the Barron Northwest Icemen 3-1. I'm Chris Conley. Evergreen's going to have to kill off the remaining 1:14 of the 5-minute major to Yakus for head contact. Next week, the girls' high school basketball playoffs get underway. The Everest girls are a number 16 seed. I mean, they have only three wins this season. But they'll get a play-in game against the number 17 seed, 0-22, Green Bay East. The Green Bay East girls basketball team has not won a game in the last three seasons. So that play-in game will be next Tuesday, a week from today, at the DC Everest Fieldhouse. And we'll have that game at Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. The winner plays number one seed, Bayport. So for the Everest girls, hopefully they can add one more win to their ledger this year. That'd be nice to see. Surveying the crowd here at the Green Heck Fieldhouse for ice hockey tonight. Evergreens have a nice big student section here looking to celebrate this win. Boys basketball is just across the hall against Wisconsin Rapids. If the Everest boys win against Rapids, again, Rapids a team that beat the Everest boys basketball team earlier in the year. If the Evergreens can turn that around, the Everest boys will have no worse than a tie for first place in the Valley Conference, and they can win it outright on Friday night at Merrill. That'll be a tough game, and we will have that Friday night game here at Fox Sports, AM 1390, FM 93.9. So that's meaningful basketball for the Everest boys coming up on Friday night. And when we get the score from tonight's boys basketball game, we'll post it at foxsportswausau.com and everythingevergreens.com. Hockey is brought to you by Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Wausau's South 3rd Avenue, wool bibs, wool pants, wool shirts, and Irish setter boots. Serving central Wisconsin for 80 years, Baseman's of Wausau. It's a decisive third period coming up. Evergreens back out onto the ice. Icemen coming back out onto their ice. And there's Jacob Yakus climbing over the boards right back into the box. It's his final home game, so maybe Jacob can carve his name into the bench. Yakus was here, right? On a serious note, the next 1:14 really is going to shape this game. If the Evergreens can kill this off and still have a two-goal lead, you'd feel pretty good about things. If the Icemen get one of these goals back and make it 3-2, then you're going to have to gird yourself for the rest of the third period, right? Right. We meet at the center circle. Hackbarth takes the draw against Mason Bond. Icemen win the draw. Third period's underway. Evergreens lead 3-1. Barron tried to send that back out of the blue line and unable to hold it in there was Wyatt Bowe. Goes all the way down the ice. 1 minute left in the Everest penalty kill. Evergreens got to gut this out. Barron sends it into the corner. Bowe is going to chase. Evergreens closing on the puck there. There's Brady Bunnell. Bunnell eye off the boards and out. Goes all the way down the ice. And the Icemen have to chase. 40 seconds left in the man advantage. Barron has not put a puck on net in this third period, skating 5-on-4. Cross ice pass, no one there. And the Evergreens sweep it down. Brady Bunnell sends it all the way around the boards. 25 seconds left in the penalty kill. Barron's got to go the long length of the Green Heck ice, and they're tangled up at neutral ice. Now they come around, still onside, still not into the zone. Tim Marable taken away shorthanded. Grant Ortel. Ortel comes in, tried to get that to the backhand side and was stick checked away. Was stick handling, and Jordan Aronson, who's the goal scorer for Barron, bounce off the boards again. Ortel shorthanded again, skating in. Ortel shot, scores! A shorty for the Evergreens! And it's bumped back up to a three-goal lead. Ortel was denied the first time, got the puck back, switched from backhand to forehand side and got just outside the crease. Grant Ortel for the Evergreens, shorthanded. And now we are back to 5-on-5 hockey. Disastrous for Barron there. They did not get a look at the net with 1:40 left on their power play, and the Evergreens score shorthanded. Grant Ortel's got his second goal of the night. 4-1 Everest. Puck here goes out of play into the Everest student section. Parker Hurt gets an assist. Parker's got two helpers tonight. Not too shabby. So now we are back to 5-on-5 hockey, but more importantly, the Evergreens are back to a three-goal lead. Offensive zone faceoff coming for the Icemen, who just need to score quickly now. Short-handed goal from Ortell may have sealed the Icemen's fate here, even though there's a lot of time left in the third period. Evergreen's Ethan Hurt's been good in goal. Wow, the Iceman player is hooking and holding the Everest player's stick. We've got a penalty coming up here. The Evergreens are going to go on the power play. Dylan Brindlecom's coming off. Second time he's been in the box. Interference. Does his team no favors with that penalty. Comes at 1:44. Holding. Evergreens now 5-on-4. Already with a three-goal lead. Evergreen center in front. Kisley, near side post. Closed by Connor Morrison. Evergreen still hold behind the net. Evergreen center back out. Yakus with Kisley in front. Goalie's off his skates. Got a whistle. Got a penalty here. The goal is, no, not a penalty, the goal is off its moorings. Got to put positive to negative. Get the magnets back. Offensive zone faceoff for the Evergreens, skating with a 5-on-4 for another 1:39. And Ortell's on the ice for hat trick possibilities here. Hackbarth takes the draw. It's in the near side circle. Kisley behind the net. Has Ortell in front, goes back to the blue line. Here's Yakus. Yakus stick handles. That's Ortell rotating to the far side. Yakus a blast pad save. Came out in front to Kisley, who couldn't control it. And it sticked out of play off one of the Everest players. We're going to have this offensive zone faceoff, and it's going to be outside the zone. 1:22 left in the Evergreens man advantage. 14:37 left in the game. 4-1 Everest. Evergreens win the draw. Here's Ortell onside. Ortell far side boards. Got a little bit too far out in front of him, but Barron cannot clear. Ortell again down near the goal line. As Kisley in front. Got a whistle here. Got a penalty coming up again. I think this is on the Evergreens. Yep, Davis Hackbarth will go off for the second time tonight. So he can escape 4-on-4. This comes at 2:34. Slashing. So 4-on-4 hockey for a minute and 2 seconds. Iceman back in their offensive zone. Leading 4-1. They got to get a goal back here. Then Barron's going to have a power play for about 50 seconds here. Circling back for the Iceman is Jordan Aronson. Aronson's behind the net. Yakus engages him. Now Yakus got him pinned up against the boards. Under 14 to play in the game. 4-1 Everest. Yakus takes the puck away. 4-on-4. Long pass ahead to Ortell. Here's Zinda. Zinda slides it on goal. Stick save by Connor Morrison. Got another penalty called here. What's this? And the penalty is on Barron. Zinda may have been hooked down there. Carter Bickle is off the ice. 4-on-3. How often do you see this? A lot of stoppages here. Four on three. 2 minute minor tripping. So the ice looks kind of sparse right now. Comes back here. Shot on goal. Zinda jabbing at it. Jaglinski. Rebound. Shot on goal. Brady Bunnell. Saved by Connor Morrison. Evergreens have four skaters on, and Barron's got three skaters. Jaglinski's going to take the draw for the Evergreens. We're already up by three goals. Now off the faceoff, came out in front. Barron sends it down the ice. Barron's going to get one of their skaters back in 5 minutes, in 5 seconds now, and then we'll be back to 4-on-4. Jakus carries in. Jakus centering. Ortel stick. Save. Ortel bidding for a hat trick. Sticked aside by Connor Morrison. Now we're at 4-on-4 hockey for another 40 seconds. And then the Evergreens will have the man advantage. Evergreens' Brady Bunnell near side boards. Back to Jakus. Shot there is deflected. Goes into the corner. Ortel retrieves the puck there. Ortel tried to stick handle that and sent all the way down the ice. Wave off icing. Jakus picks it up. Pass is too long there for Jaglinski, but Jag stays with it. Tries to fight for this right in front of the scorer's table at the red line. Evergreens are about to get their player back on the ice. The Evergreens will skate 5-on-4 in 10 seconds. Here is Evergreens in front there. Shot, save. Wow, Ortel right in front. Another bid for a hat trick. He was set up there by Jaglinski. Iceman send it all the way down. It's gathered by goalie Ethan Hurt. Now for 30 seconds, the Evergreens have a power play. 12 minutes left. Here's Hackbarth. Hackbarth onside. Zinda trailing. Stick checked aside. Hackbarth circles back and circled out of the zone. His momentum carried him out. Evergreens have to clear. Now here's Jakus coming forward onside. Jakus shot. Hit the post. Pops straight up in the air. Goes out of play. Sounded like he was going to split that puck in two. Wow. Could hear that from all the way up here. Clang. There is no more powerful slap shot in the Wisconsin Valley than the blast from Jacob Jakus. Offensive zone face-off for the Evergreens. Puck goes back. Evergreens circle around Jaglinski, far side boards. Tried to get that centered. Stick checked away and out of the zone. Now we're back to 5-on-5 hockey. Iceman have a 2-on-1 back the other way. Save on the near side post. Ethan Hurt. Hurt denies Tim Maribol. That was Hurt's best save of the night. Maribol was close range near side post, and Hurt got his stick down, said no, no, no. The Evergreens 4-1 lead still good. Evergreens flick this puck into the corner. Icing. Come back for an offensive zone face-off to the Iceman. 11:22 to play in the game. Now this message. There are two types of students at every school, those who bully and those who don't. If you see someone being bullied, stand up and speak out. A message from sister station WIFC. Brought to you by the Clover Belt Credit Union, the Kasura Kids Foundation, and this Midwest communication station. Off the faceoff, Evergreens carry the puck down the ice 2-on-2. That's Ortel sliding it right through the crease. Grant gave himself a tough angle there, had Hackbarth trailing. Counterattacking chance for the Iceman. Stick checked away by Zinda. Good defensive play. And the Evergreens' Hackbarth picks up the puck neutral ice. Ortel closes in, bouncing puck cross ice. Iceman have a player there. Long pass ahead, icing too long for the Iceman player Wyatt Bowe. Offensive zone faceoff for the Evergreens. Again, DC Everest leads 4-1. Ortel's second goal was earlier in this period. Short-handed goal that bumped the Evergreens' lead back up to 3. Everest has not trailed tonight. It's looking more and more likely. A rematch against Walsall West will be in the offing on Thursday. That'll be at Marathon Park. Another win or go home game. And for the Iceman, it just seems likely that we're down to the final 11 minutes or so of their season. Iceman in the offensive zone. Jakus stick checked that out. Iceman send it back into the corner. Barron is on a change. Evergreens near side. Long pass taken away by the Iceman's Nicholas Alder. Taken away here. Wow, given away by Hackbarth, and Hackbarth scores. Well, of the five goals that the Evergreens now have, two of them have come on defensive miscues, turnovers. Davis Hackbarth scores for the Evergreens, 5-1. Yeah, the Jakus goal in the second period was off a turnover. This one at 6:37 of the second period, also off a defensive mistake. Davis Hackbard scores. 5-1 Evergreens. So it just seems like the Evergreens connect Sale now. Grant Ortel gets an assist. Iceman come back the other way. So for the Barron seniors, time is about to get short. Big hit there in the corner. Crowd reacts to it, no penalty, and now Yakuz is upended. We'll play on through that. Just want to make sure this doesn't get chippy. In fact, I could imagine the Evergreens taking some of their top skaters off the ice here. You don't want any injuries. The Evergreens have iced the puck with 9:44 left. I mean, it's a long season, and it's a contact sport, so you have lots of players who have little nicks and dings. Just don't want to see that coming into something major when the Evergreens have to play Walsall West this coming Thursday. Jaglinski is called out of the faceoff circle, and now Zinda will take the defensive zone draw for the Evergreens. Goes behind the net. Jaglinski is there. 9.5 minutes left in the game, and probably 9.5 minutes left in the Iceman's season. Barron has a lot of their best players coming back, so this team could inch above 500 next season. Evergreens onside coming back. Here's Quinton Shiro. Shiro sent it to the corner. Evergreens are on a change. Yeah, I think the Everest bench is about to get a little bit longer here. Maybe the starters get one more shift. Barron coming back the other end. That's Bow. Put it on goal. Stick handled and stick saved by Ethan Hurt. Goes out of play. Grant Ortel is coming back out for another shift. Again, Ortel's got hat trick possibilities. He has 2 goals and an assist tonight. Not sure if we're going to see Jacob Yakuz. No, Yakuz is on there right now. Just called a penalty on the Evergreens. Quinton Shiro goes off the ice. Quinton Shiro, 2-minute minor. Penalty comes at 8:04 of the period. Iceman control the puck here in their zone. Charging Quinton Shiro. Evergreen shorthanded coming back the other way. Here's Hackbarth. Saved by Connor Morrison. Evergreen's looking for their second of the night. Hackbarth, that was taken off his skates. No penalty. Evergreen still controlled his shorthand, and now he got a whistle. Yeah, penalty coming up as Hackbarth was knocked down. So the power play opportunity quickly goes by the wayside. We'll go right back to 4-on-4. Hackbarth, after missing on the shorthanded shot, a good save by Connor Morrison, was dragged down to the ice. 4-on-4 hockey here. Tyler Bond goes off for the Iceman. It's going to be tripping or cross-checking. So 4-on-4 for 1:10. I mean, when we're finally back to 5-on-5 here, there'll only be about 7 minutes left in regulation. And the Evergreens now with a comfy 5-1 lead. Barron 2-on-2 the other way. Nice shot. Saved by Ethan Hurt. Turns aside Wyatt Bow. Evergreens get another offensive zone faceoff. Really nice bounce back game for Ethan Hurt. Had 6 goals charged to his leisure in the loss last week to Marshfield. Shot on goal here, rebound, and Barron has scored. Barron off a faceoff. Got a shot on goal and then scored again. That's Jordan Aronson, who has his 2nd goal of the night. Jordan Aronson celebrates. Goal comes at 9:06 of the third period, 5-2 now. Scoring and strength goal for the Iceman. Puck drops here. Under 8 minutes left in regulation. Evergreen sends this puck all the way around. Ortell was closest to it. Wyatt Bowe gets credit for an assist. Wow, Barron just put that on goal, too. That stick to side put on by Tim Maribor. Aronson is a senior, so he'll have two goals to talk about in the last game of his hockey career. Here's the Evergreen skating 4-on-4. This is Hackbarth, near side, trying to get that centered back to Kisley, and it was behind him. Ortell is on the ice for this shift right now, skating 4-on-4, long pass ahead. Brady Bunnell, the Evergreens are back to full strength. The Evergreens skate 5-on-4. Here is Ortell behind the net, and that's in the glove of Connor Morrison. 7 minutes left of the game. 5-on-4 for the Evergreens for 38 seconds. And the Evergreens get an offensive zone faceoff. It is now 5-2. Hackbarth will take the draw for the Evergreens. They're calling Hackbarth out of the circle. They'll ask Ortell to take the draw. Ortell tried to send that backwards and couldn't quite connect with Brady Bunnell. Bunnell now fights for it at the red line. Evergreen's near side board, send it into the corner. Evergreen's on the power play for another 30 seconds. They probably have all they need tonight, up 5-2. Evergreen's play this down to the corner. Evergreen's have Kisley. That almost bounced in front to Ortell, and Ortell had the puck behind him. Again, Ortell bidding for a hat trick. The Evergreens are trying to get it to him. They give him to the puck near side. Ortell sends it behind the net. Alex Kisley. And now we are back to 5-on-5 hockey with only 6 minutes left. Yaku's blue line down low. Hackbarth. Ortell in front. It bounced off his stick and then sticked aside by Connor Morrison. Comes out of the zone. Bunnell has to wait for his teammates to clear. Now sends it to the corner. Iceman near side boards, and Hackbarth jags at the puck and wins it. Evergreens, Ortell skating in again, backhand side, near the net here. Hackbarth came in front, Kisley just wide of the near side post. Evergreens look like they're trying to add to their lead at 5-on-5. Late now in the third period, bouncing puck to Ortell. Kisley put that on and almost tipped in by Hackbarth on the far side post. Iceman cleared the zone, Iceman come back. And that's Yaku sticking that away. 5.5 left in regulation. 5-2 Everest. Here's Ortell again. Splits defenders. Ortell's onside. Ortell tried to slip that from the backhand to the forehand side and lost the puck into the corner. Good defensive play by Carter Bickle. Here's Ortell again. One-timer slapped at it. Deflected by Bowe of the Iceman. Evergreen send it back into the zone there. It's Parker Hurt. Eddie Zinda on the ice. Zinda in front for Jaglinski. Zinda got it back. Zinda has scored. Eddie Zinda has a playoff goal for the Evergreens. Zinda move without the puck. Gets a 5-on-5 goal. Evergreens are back up by 4. It's 6-2. Goal comes at 11:55 of the third period. Eddie Zinda. The Evergreens, who will graduate a lot of scoring at the end of this period, are going to look for Zinda to score a lot of goals next year. And Zinda looks perfectly at home in his varsity shifts here. Kyle Jaglinski gets an assist for the Evergreens. Evergreens back up 6-2. 4.5 minutes left until final horn. So the Evergreens will play Wausau West coming up on Thursday night at Marathon Park. We love the Marathon Park home games. A block and a half from your friendly announcer's new home on Wausau's west side. Puck here deflected into the Everest student section. Faceoff will come outside the Iceman's offensive blue line near dot. Wyatt Bowe will take this draw. So the Evergreens will play on, and Barron's going to have, what, an hour and 45 minutes on the bus to reminisce about their season. They'll finish four games under 500, and we'll see their hockey year come to an end tonight. Barron's got it up along the far side boards. Zinda skates just about even with Jordan Aronson. Aronson's got the two goals. Tried to send that back to the blue line. Evergreens take it away. Brady Bunnell gets it out. Jaglinski has it in his skates. A little bit too far away. Zinda picks it up. 6-2 Everest. That deflected off the shoulder pad to Parker Nitschke and deflected on goal. Carter Morrison made the save. Let's take a moment to acknowledge the Northwest Iceman players who are seniors who will come off the ice for a final time tonight. Forward Tim Maribal has skated well tonight. J.C. Birch. Thomas Kisek is also a senior. Jordan Aronson, who has two goals, a senior. Carson Kurtz. Dylan Brimblecom. Tyler Bond. And their leading scorer, Wyatt Bowe. Those are the seniors for the Northwest Icemen, who are about to exit the rink as high school hockey players for a final time. Barron sends it behind the net. Evergreens have Jacob Yakus there. Surprised to see Yakus still out on the ice at this late stage. Evergreens have a full bench. Of course, there's no JV play once you get to postseason. So the Evergreens have lots of skaters available. Let's see if we see some of them come on for the final 2 minutes. Colby Schmidt here. Schmidt sends this ahead, too long for the Evergreens' Parker Nitschke. Big hit along the far side boards. Colby Schmidt just laid out one of the Barron players. Comes out of the zone, too. Barron couldn't hold it in. Caleb Peterson. Double-teamed along the boards there by Parker Hurt. The other Everest player, Jaglinski. Evergreens hold the puck here. Yeah, the Evergreens have their starters off at this stage of the game. And why not? 2.5 minutes left. Evergreens here advance the puck forward. Here comes Parker Nitschke. Slots that into the corner. Nitschke just took a big hit. Dylan Brindlecom has already served two minors in this game. No penalty there. Evergreens are back in their defensive end. Coming in onside, Quinton Shiro. Shiro taken down, play on through that. 2 minutes left. Comes back in front, fanning on that was Shiro. Iceman come back 2-on-2. Centering pass, knocked away by the Evergreens' Brady Bunnell and steered into the corner. So the Evergreens are about to celebrate a victory. And Barron about to see their season off-ramped here. Barron cross ice into the skates of Tim Maribal. Barron centers back. Maribal fought for that along the near side boards, put that shot wide of the near side post, and now it's going to be gloved by the Evergreens' Ethan Hurt. Evergreens have outshot Barron by a lot in this game. Evergreens had a 3-1 lead at the start of the third period, bumped it up 4-1 with a shorthanded Grant Ortel goal. Davis Hackbarth scored, made it 5-1, and the Evergreens now enjoy a 6-2 lead with Eddie Zinda's goal here in the third period. Looks to me like Barron's taking the timeout here. With 1:24 left, Barron is taking their timeout. Nope, it's the Evergreens taking the timeout. I think the Evergreens just want to get their starters to get their personnel off the ice here. Leading 6-2, there's only 1:24 left in the game. Hockey's brought to you by Tulusti, Kennedy, and Dirks Law Firm. If you've been injured, call the lawyers you know and trust, Tulusti, Kennedy, and Dirks, helping Central Wisconsin families for 40 years. And Dunright Exteriors, siding, windows, roofs, gutters, for 65 years, Dunright, a real standout in the community. Evergreens didn't use the full 1 minute for this timeout. Send them right back onto the ice. Barron will get an offensive zone faceoff. Again, the outcome's academic. We're just counting down to the final horn here. The Evergreens have a 6-2 lead. Owen Bunnell on the ice. Well, that came out in front off the faceoff pad, saved by the Evergreens' Ethan Hurt. Yeah, no starters on for the Evergreens here. No possibility of injury. 1:05 left of the game. Barron fights for this. Got a penalty called here along the near side boards. It's against Barron. So someone's going to see their high school hockey career end in the penalty box. Tim Maribol. This is an elbow, I believe. At 15:54, Evergreens will skate 5-on-4 for the rest of the game. So the final few minutes here are taking a little bit longer to go down because of the penalty. And the Evergreens ask Owen Bunnell to take the draw to the right of the cage. Eddie Zinda wins it. Now 1 minute left in tonight's game. Try to get that in front for Zinda, held in at the blue line by the Evergreens' Alex Falkowski. Falkowski on the ice. Wow, they're calling that on a hit from behind. It's a 5 minute major to end the game. Again, the time doesn't matter. We're down to 35 seconds left. Evergreens' Falkowski comes away. Owen Bunnell fights for the puck in the corner. Half a minute left. Evergreens leading 6-2. Zinda, shot on goal, popped up in front. Zinda tries for that rebound, smothered by Connor Morrison. Whistle sounds with 19 seconds left. Evergreens will send new skaters out. R.J. Schultz on the ice. R.J. is going to take the draw here. Marcus Wahowiak sits behind him. Cole Ress for the Evergreens. Puck goes back. It's in the skates for Marcus. 15 seconds back out to the blue line. Colby Schmidt cross ice over here. And this is going to do it. Final 5 seconds melt away. Congratulations to the D.C. Everest Evergreens. They are playoff winners today. And congratulations to the Northwestern Icemen who see their season come to an end. The Evergreens have defeated the Barron Icemen. Final score is 6-2. Grant Ortell with a shorthanded goal early in the third period that really put this out of reach. Ortell with 2 goals and an assist. We'll be back with a happy recap in 3 minutes on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
My name is Easton Brooks, and I'm from Kronenwetter, Wisconsin. I had a crossbite. It was so bad that I could have gotten braces when I was 6.
We had been told that he needed braces, and then they weren't really following up, so we got lots of referrals for Dr. DeVorney. They're really accommodating. He makes you feel at ease and, like, confident in his choices and explains why things are happening and gave us a plan.
I have been going for about 1.5 years. My teeth have been way straighter than I've ever had them. Eating, talking, even since it was affecting my speech before my teeth were so bad, it's definitely helped my confidence. I like that.
I'm John DeVorney. I am the owner of DeVorney Orthodontics. Our main office is in Wausau. We have a satellite in Anago. All of our consultations are free of charge. You do not need a referral to come see me. You can call and make an appointment, 715-842-5688.
Something I look forward to every month is my shipment from ButcherBox. ButcherBox delivers 100% grass-fed and grass-finished beef, organic free-range chicken, heritage breed pork, and wild-caught Alaskan salmon directly to your door with free shipping. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get meat the way it's meant to be. Natural, fresh, and delicious. Choose from 4 curated boxes or customize your own box with all your favorite cuts. And if you want to try something new, ButcherBox has a ton of awesome recipes and resources on their website, that'll help you bring out the flavor in each cut of meat you get from ButcherBox. And to make things better, ButcherBox is offering new members 2 filet mignons, 1 pack of bacon, and $20 off your first box when you sign up at butcherbox.com/Doug. That's butcherbox.com/Doug for $20 off your first box plus 2 filet mignons and a free pack of bacon. Butcherbox.com/Doug. Let's say you're shopping online with your smartphone. It sure feels like your personal info is right in your hand, but that's not always the case because as soon as you hit submit, your personal info could start going other places. In fact, whenever you shop, bank, or browse online, your personal info can get out of your control, which can leave you vulnerable to cyber criminals. More threats demand more protection. That's why Norton and LifeLock are now part of one company. Norton 360 with LifeLock is an all-in-one membership for your cyber safety that gives you device security, identity theft protection, and a VPN for online privacy. No one can prevent all cybercrime and identity theft, but Norton 360 with LifeLock is your ally in today's connected world because your info is out there. Sign up for Norton 360 with LifeLock today. Until March 8th, get a special radio discount of up to 40% off your first year at Norton.com/Doug. That's Norton.com/Doug for 40% off.
A website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to the Green Heck Fieldhouse, where the Evergreens will play on through the hockey playoffs. And the Northwest Icemen have seen their season come to an end. The final score is 6-2. I'm Chris Conley. We were scoreless through the first period. Evergreens got on the board just 57 seconds into the second when Yakus got an assist on Alex Kisley's goal. Kisley just picked himself up off the ice after a big hit, gave the Evergreens a 1-0 lead. Jacob Yaku scored a goal on a turnover, making it 2-0, and then Grant Ortel scored the first of his two goals at 12:04 of the period, assisted by Parker Hurt. The Evergreens led 3-0. The Icemen had their best chance to get back into the game during a 5-minute head contact major against Jacob Yakus. Jordan Aronson scored one goal late in the second period. It was 3-1 at the second intermission, and the Icemen were going to be on the power play for the opening 1 minute and 40 seconds of the third period. That's when disaster struck. They gave up a shorthanded goal to Grant Ortel, and the Evergreens were on top for the rest of the night. The Ortel shorty from Parker Hurt made it 4-1. The Evergreens would add on goals by Davis Hackbarth and Eddie Zinda, and the Evergreens are 6-2 winners tonight. Northwest finishes their season with a 10-14-0 record. The Evergreens beat them twice this year, 4-3 on opening night and 6-2 tonight. For the Evergreens, it's their 14th win of the year, 14-9-2 overall. DC Everest will play Walsall West at Marathon Park on Thursday. The puck drops at 7:15, and you will hear it live here on Fox Sports, AM 1390, FM 93.9. The Walsall East Merrill United playoff hockey game against the Eau Claire Memorial Old Abes is coming up next. Again, congratulations to the Evergreens. 19 saves for Ethan Hurt. 2 goals and an assist for the star of the game, Grant Ortel. I'm Chris Conley repeating our final score, DC Everest 6, Northwest Icemen 2 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.